Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Are you ready for another Victory Monday, Keith?
How could I not be, Jones? One after another. If you're not ready now, you'll never be ready. What a game. What a win. What a team.
It was quite a game. Quite a roller coaster. Just on that call, quite a roller coaster.
Yeah.
We're almost like, I don't like they're running in the
car. Oh, my God, I love it! I love it!
Yeah.
And I got to be honest, I'd like to make fun of Romo, but I was kind of with him.
I felt like Romo. Really, both Henderson touchdowns. I was like, that's the call?
That is the call! Way to go!
These plays to the left with Tonga are not working, and then, boom.
Tonga.
To the house.
Awesome.
This team is DTF, Jim.
No, they are. I'm with them on that, too.
This team
is absolutely 1,000%.
Hey, same. Me and the Pats. Spider-Man meme. Same. We are both that.
They are DTF.
Yes.
Big time DTF, and I'm in. Yeah. Pats win again. It's 7 in a row. They are now 8-2, and I hope.
I heard, Keith. What'd you hear?
You lose this game, it's bad.
Oh, really?
It's bad.
No, yeah. So flip side.
And so they won, which I guess means it good.
It's good. It's very good.
They now have two wins that I think they can stack up against anybody else in the AFC.
Tampa
and Buffalo, which, Lou, might,
honestly,
in fact, mean duck boats. It might.
Why not? Why not? If, like, for us to talk about it, why not? I'm sure Mike Vrabel, Drake May, those guys, they don't want to talk about that, and that's fair. Like, you get that, but... You beat the Bills on the road and the Bucks on the road? All right. So, like, what? So who can't you beat? Like, there's nobody, especially the way the NFL has played out this year. Watch the games. We're going to do what happened next hour. You look around the league. Teams are tripping up all the time to inferior opponents. Patriots are rolling. And they already did, to be honest. I mean, you go back to, they lost to the Raiders. Like, that was week one. They lost to the Raiders, but they are trending very much in the right direction. They didn't have a lot of tough tests on the schedule. Well, they're 2-0 in what are the two tough tests. They'll have a rematch with Buffalo, and then they'll play Lamar and the Ravens later on in the year. But that was impressive because it wasn't their best performance. They didn't have Kayshon Boutte. Even Ramondre. I know there's ups and downs with Ramondre. They didn't have him either. Like, they didn't play their best, and they still went into Tampa Bay and beat the Bucs. Like, that is super impressive.
Very impressive. And I think the most impressive part of it is they didn't even play their best.
No.
And they beat Tampa at Tampa. So you guys can discuss all day long. It is a Patriots Monday. Here on Jones and Keefe, we got your phone calls, 617-779-7937 phone and text number. You can interact on Twitter and Instagram, at Jones and Keefe. You can watch along and chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always a healthy chat going on Twitch. You can do the same on YouTube. Watch, chat along, just subscribe to WEEI. You can do that on YouTube as well. We're going to talk to Hunter Henry on a Patriots Monday scheduled for 11:15. So mark that down. We have what happened from week 10 of the NFL. That's at 11:30, plus grab bag and the clip du jour. We're talking about the Patriots' victory yesterday, 28-23 against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It did not come without its bumps in the game.
Oh, for sure.
They once again can't stop a team on the opening drive. Just the Bucs march right down the field, score with ease.
Yeah.
You had Drake May throwing a late, awful end zone interception in the game. And yet, they beat the Bucs 28-23. They've won seven in a row. They are at the top of the AFC. They remain there, although percentage-wise, they actually dropped based on Indy's win and the Denver win, going back to Thursday Night Football. But they beat a team like Tampa at Tampa, and they didn't even play their best, which to me is the key takeaway brought to you by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots. Their ceiling's a lot higher than what they showed yesterday, Keith, and what they showed yesterday was pretty damn good.
Yeah, it was pretty wild. You know, a couple of streaks went up in smoke. You know, they had not allowed a 50-yard rusher all season, and they've played against some really good backs. You know, Bijan Robinson's been on the schedule, and Sean Tucker, of all people, goes for 53 yards. So not a big day necessarily, but he did it on 9 carries, so credit to him. But so that breaks one streak, right? So
Sean Tucker, the slump buster.
Sean Tucker.
That's what he was.
I mean, they ran for 113, and so you gave up that stat, right? You had like this streak going, and it was like an all-time streak. I think it was like since the 60s like that a team had done that. So that's out the window. Drake May had this long streak of a 100 quarterback rating that we reference all the time because you're comparing him to 07 Brady, you know, Aaron Rodgers, Mahomes MVP seasons. Well, he barely throws 50% completion percentage. His quarterback rating is under 90. You mentioned that interception, just the worst interception. Like, that is something that you would think like a struggling rookie would do, because it wasn't just an end zone interception, which on their own are always terrible, but it was how much time was left, what the score was, how much a field goal would have actually helped you there. Like, that was a brutal end zone interception. Overcomes it. Like, they were able to overcome all of that and play against a top five, top 10, certainly quarterback in the NFL, do it on the road. Pretty good defense, a really good number one wide receiver who did have a good day. But, like, all of that, and you still won the game. So, like, they didn't play their best. That's another sign of a really good team, is when you don't have your best, even against a good opponent. Like, it's not like they played poorly and then they beat, you know, the Saints, which they did earlier this year. But, like, they didn't have their best game, and they still beat the Bucs. Like, that is pretty impressive.
So, they're up 21-16, as you detailed. They get down there. May throws just an awful end zone interception on third down.
Yeah.
Where, who beat him to the pick? Smith ended up beating Hollins to the corner of the end zone.
But, like, really not even close. Like,
no.
That's just a bad read.
It
like,
was.
He was covered, and, yeah.
And so, it's 21-16. You're like, crap, here comes Tampa.
Yeah.
And the defense gets the turnover on downs, which is back-to-back great plays. Our guy Craig Woodson, the eraser. Erased the third down play.
Yeah.
And then Kalavon Chasen won't get credit for a sack, or at least he had the initial pressure. I forget who had Mayfield wrapped up.
Yeah, he was good.
Mayfield actually snuck out of it and completed like an over-the-shoulder pass to, I think it was Rashad White. But that was basically a sack on fourth down. The defense rose up there. And then Henderson kind of, sort of, put it away with a long touchdown run of 69 yards.
Nice.
Should he have slid there, Keith?
So it's actually hilarious because in real time, I was thinking the same thing. Because you're looking at the score and you're trying to be like, all right, if you slide. But didn't Tampa still have their timeouts?
They still had two timeouts. Yeah, yeah. Vrabel actually said that this morning.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm like, but it's amazing that he looked to the sideline. Because, like, in real time, I'm like, I'm not sure. Because there are other times you've seen it and you've seen teams do it, and you're like, that was 100% the right call. That makes sense. And then you just knee it, and the game's over. You don't have to worry about anything else. But this is one where, like, there's kind of just enough time mixed in with some timeouts. This is going to put you up by two scores, so go for it. So I think you made the right call.
I'm going to tell you, in real time, I also thought it was the right call. Then the Bucs came down and scored too easily.
Lickety splits.
Tez Johnson's second touchdown. I was like, oh, boy.
Yeah.
And Diggs made that incredible play on the onside kick where he got blown up.
Yeah. Yeah.
But was able to reel that in. So, I don't know. I was second-guessing myself. But in real time, I had no problem with him scoring on that play. He looked to the sideline. They waved him in. So good
But like, good heads-up play by him
to not
just be like, hey, I'm scoring the touchdown, which, again, I think was the right call, but at least to double-check and knew that he had that much ground in front of the closest defender where he could look over at the coaching staff, see what they wanted him to do, and they're like, get in there. And he's like, okay.
Go for it.
So, that was really, really something.
So a monster game for Henderson. Really came down to two long runs, but 14 carries, 147, two touchdowns. Kyle Williams got in the end zone. Diggs had a great fourth down catch, which I want to get to here coming up. It was not Drake May's best. We talked about the interception. Keith, you talked about the end of the 100 quarterback rating. He was 89.4.
Yeah.
16 out of 31, 270, two touchdowns and a pick. Didn't have much going on the ground. Seven carries for 13 yards. But May talked about this yesterday. Another high-level team win for the Pats.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Man, it's gritty. No, just so proud of this team. Just every week we're fighting. Some things aren't going our way. We're handling adversity, battle adversity. Defense is stepping up. What a complete game. That's what we said all week. Show up for 60 minutes. We knew it was a good football team. We knew if we got up, they were going to come back, and they came marching back. And just proud of the guys for standing up, especially our defense with a big stop. And man, just proud of this team.
Okay, he should be proud of the team and they're at and the progress they're making. And you know, to me, Keith, you can stack up what they've done against every single team in the AFC. I mean, record-wise, they're 8-2 with Denver and Indy. They've won 7 in a row, just like Denver. The next hottest teams after them are the Chargers and the Ravens. Thank you, Joe. With 3 each. I think you can stack up the 2 wins, Buffalo and Tampa, at Buffalo and Tampa, with what Indy's done, Denver and the Chargers.
Yeah, definitely.
With what Denver's done. They beat Philly. Good win.
Yeah.
But that's really the only win that stands out to me. Pittsburgh, and they're falling off. They've lost 3
Pittsburgh,
out of 4
yeah,
after last night.
Look out below.
Pittsburgh has 2 good wins, Pats and Colts, but they're 5-4. Chargers now have beaten Kansas City and Denver. They've won 3 in a row. Watch out for the Chargers.
Yeah, nobody's talking about the Chargers. They're kind of the cat in the grass.
Buffalo has 2 good wins, KC and Baltimore. You know, KC has 2 good wins. Detroit and Baltimore. No one has more than the 2 quality wins that the Patriots have.
There's
you can put them up there. Any team in the AFC,
yeah.
And that might be it.
I think when people look at the Patriots schedule, they're like, oh, it's the worst schedule. It is. Or, like, a good schedule in that sense. But it is because, like, there's some of those really just bottom dregs teams. But it's not like the other teams are playing only awesome teams, right? Like, so some of their bad opponents might be the teams with 3 or 4 wins. Right, so like weighted, you'd be like, oh, well, win percentage, because the Pats have Browns and Titans and
right.
Saints and stuff like that, rather than, you know, teams that are like one notch above them. But if you're just talking about quality wins, yeah, I'll take the Patriots. Plus the way they're going. I mean, obviously they're on this long winning streak, but like they haven't missed a beat in so long. Like you got to go all the way back to week 1 and 3 for their losses.
And it feels like Vrabel is dialed in. You know, their
yeah.
drive right before halftime, Keith, and they bookended it again. They got the 4th down touchdown to Diggs with the toe tap.
Great call. Well, I'm not necessarily even great play call. I just mean like great call to go for it.
Yes.
Like in that moment, you're like, all right, you got Baker Mayfield on the other side. He wasn't exactly lighting it up, but you're like, you don't want to settle for a field goal there.
So they bookend it. They get the touchdown to Diggs.
Yeah.
They get the touchdown out of halftime on the long run to Travion Henderson. But that drive going into halftime, 14 plays, 78 yards, long 3rd down conversion to Pop Douglas that gets him down, you know, right outside the 10-yard line. The 1st down play, Drake May, middle of the line for no gain. Do you think they were trying to score there?
Yeah.
May claims he was.
Yeah.
Vrabel didn't really answer it. You're going to hear it coming up.
Yeah, I guess it's hard to say.
I think they were trying to burn clock
Burn
there.
Clock.
That's what it looked like.
Yeah, could have been. Yeah, it's tough. I mean, you're giving up another hit on the quarterback, you know, but... I think either way, it probably would have worked.
Well, but I just think burning some clock there and not giving Baker Mayfield any time to come back, the way it worked out,
right. It
winds up looking brilliant. If that was intentional, maybe it wasn't. And then Henderson into the middle of the line twice for no gain. They hit Diggs in the corner for a 1-yard score.
What a catch.
Unbelievable
like,
catch.
What a ridiculous catch.
Like, that's It's why he's here.
Yes.
You know, plays like that. He did not have a monster game yesterday, but he had two massive plays. That and the onside kick recovery, I think, was his only quote-unquote touch of the second half.
Might have been.
The onside recovery.
But, like, the level of difficulty on that, you know, like, one-yard line, you try to run it and you can't, and then you're like, all right, it all comes down to this. It's well covered. He catches it, gets his feet in bounds, and it's like, that's something that, like, these veteran elite receivers, like, they can do. Like, not every guy in the league can do that.
It's crazy. So here's Vrabel on that end of the half sequence and whether or not they were actually trying to score or what they were up to right before halftime.
Mike, can you talk about the end of the first half sequence? Did you tell Drake to go down on purpose on first down?
It was a huge, huge play for us on fourth down. Got confidence in our guys. And so to be able to have confidence in them at that moment and them come through, you know, that's about players and not necessarily play. So I was really excited and proud of Steph and Drake for scoring when we were and being able to end the half with the football in our hands.
What about the first down? Did you want to work in clock because of their timeout situation?
Like I said, we're just really excited that we could end the ball with the, you know, in our hands at the end of the first half and then be able to come out in the second half.
I think that's
fair.
A yes.
Yeah, yeah. No, yeah.
May,
you're right. Fair.
May said after the game he was trying to score.
Sure.
I don't believe him. I think that's what
liar?
They were doing.
Well,
I just
a liar.
I just think he was trying to score.
Yeah,
but
hey, it's not the end of the world here.
If I don't get it, it's not a big deal because we're running
bleed clock. Yeah, no, that worked out. That's good stuff.
So I think Vrabel's pretty dialed in.
Yes.
I think that's evidence of it. I think the team's pretty dialed in. They're feeling themselves. It was like a Patriots party yesterday in Tampa.
A lot of paths people down there.
I mean,
yeah,
and
no
that
doubt.
That tells you people are on board with what the team's doing, and people believe in this team, and you should. No one else in the AFC has done more than you, I don't think.
No.
You're 8-2. You've won 7 in a row. You have 2 great wins on the road. I think you have the resume. I think it's fair to believe in this team and say it's not just year one of a rebuild and they're ahead of schedule. This is a team that can compete and contend this year.
Well, it's as simple as you have, and we'll get into this more, but you have the favorite to win the MVP, and you have, I don't know if he is odds-wise, but he should be the favorite to be coach of the year.
Ooh, I'll check that.
So if you go in with the best player and the best quarterback, specifically the best player being, or best quarterback, best coach. For years and years and years, we would always do that same exercise. And that was, you know, unfair because it was Tom Brady, but Tom Brady versus Bill, head to head, every single game, every single weekend, you're like, well, they obviously have the advantage. And didn't mean they won every single game, but you just went in knowing, all right, you're in a pretty good spot because you have the QB and you have the coach. All of a sudden, you do here. You know, last year,
No, it happened overnight, though.
Because last year, you started the year for the first 5 weeks of the season with perhaps the worst quarterback-coach combo in the NFL. Perhaps. Mm-hmm. Debatable. And then you turn it over to Drake May, and there's some growing pains, and you still had an inept head coach. So, like, you never had that advantage on a week-to-week basis. You never did. And then to start this year, even week one, you're like, all right, Vrabel and May or Pete Carroll and Geno Smith. Well, those guys get the better of you, and then talking about it the next day, you're like, I don't know, maybe those guys are a little bit ahead. And then something flipped in this team after the Steelers lost, right? Because that was a lot of turnovers. That was kind of a mess. And then since then, maybe it's blown out Carolina. Maybe it's the confidence of beating Buffalo. But after that, I'm looking at all the matchups. I'm like, I kind of like this combination more than almost anybody else.
Well, look, to your point, Vrabel and Steichen, both plus 145.
Okay,
at
so
least
tied.
At least on DraftKings. And May is your betting favorite now to be the MVP. I'll tell you, Keith, you say this all the time about the top receivers in the NFL.
Yeah, they're next level.
Like, Nance, you don't need to check. Are his feet in?
Yes.
No,
every single time, those guys are going to get their feet in.
His feet are in.
Yeah, and, like, not close. Like, controls the ball. It is. It's really amazing because, like, every receiver there, clearly you're in the NFL, you're very good. You're very fast. Hopefully you have good hands. You know, you can get open. But it's amazing watching. You know, DeAndre Hopkins is always a wizard with it. Antonio Brown for everything going on with him. Like, every time he'd be on the sideline, and the first time you would see it in real time, you're like, probably out. And then they show super slow-mo, and it's like, got his tootsies in, full control of the ball, not moving around. It's amazing. And the Patriots haven't had a guy like that in forever. I mean, probably Edelman. Even Edelman's not the prototypical like that, like, you know, on the sideline type receiver.
Right.
But, like, you knew he was going to catch it, and you're like, all right, he's obviously going to hold on to it. But, like, watching Steph Diggs, even on a game where it's 5 catches for 46 yards, that in of itself is not the most impressive thing. But that catch, awesome. And, like, what a swing that would be. You know, what is you march all the way down the field right before the half, you come with no points if he doesn't get his feet in or bobbles the ball or whatever. So that was just a massive big-time play by a big-time player.
Speaking of feet slash legs.
Yeah.
You see
I did.
Cardi B on socials last
sure
night, as
did.
It were.
Yeah.
Can't unsee it.
She's rooting for her guy.
She is
very excited about
she
that.
She was liking his performance.
Yes.
This team is DTF, Jim.
Hard to disagree with that.
Honestly, Romo had a great day yesterday.
Romo was excellent.
Honestly, Romo was right on top of it. How do you argue with that?
I defend Romo. People hate Romo. It's easy to hate Romo. It's fun to hate Romo.
The team is DTF.
Yeah.
Big time. Big time.
Not allowed? No. Did you say that?
Take your time, right? Get undressed.
That's our guy.
That's Marco Sturm.
Horny Sturm. There he is. Thank you, Sturm. Sexy Sturm?
Sexy Sturm.
Yeah,
yes, that's Marco Sturm watching the Patriots is what he's doing. But no, Steph Diggs, you just said it, Keith. 5 for 46, touchdown.
Yeah.
Unbelievable touchdown.
Yeah.
And he didn't have a catch in the second half, except for the onside recovery that was massive. That was not an easy play.
No, needed that.
I agree with the texter who sent this in, 617-779-7937. That was a borderline perfect onside kick.
Yeah.
And that's another thing I think Romo illustrated on the broadcast. It was two bounces and then a third, like, high point.
That's
one.
What you need, that one that gets crazy.
Diggs had to go up there and get it, took a
knowing he's going to get
massive
demolished.
Shot
yeah.
and held on.
Yeah.
So that's why he's here. Never
it's
going to
hurt Diggs, too. You know, did you see his shoulder pads? Like, in a day where guys wear less and less equipment and, like, pads, I feel like his shoulder pads are comical. Like, they're barely even on him.
Yeah.
Like, it looks like he's just got, like, a baggy sweatshirt on underneath. Like, it's not even actual shoulder pads. So that must have hurt when he got smoked.
I guess he's also kind of stayed on the rookies, specifically Henderson. Like, kind of been like, we need more out of you, kind of stayed on him.
They got more out of him.
And they certainly did yesterday. So Diggs making a big impact. I still thought that sequence right before halftime was fascinating.
Yeah.
Because I think that's evidence of the whole operation. Vrabel, Stretch, who you heard during the appearance this morning on the Greg Hill Show, a little shout out from across the office. I think that's a sign the whole operation is dialed in. 14 plays, 78 yards. They're burning clock. I don't think they tried to score on first down with Drake May down by the goal line.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Stuff for two of them with Henderson. And then Vrabel says, you know what? We can make it 17-10 and get the ball. Make it 10-10 rather.
Tie it up, right?
Even
right,
it up.
Right, right.
And then have the ball coming out. Or we can take the lead, get the ball, and really put our foot on their throat, which is what they did. They score again coming out of halftime on the long Henderson run, and now it's a two-score game, almost singularly because, as he said, we trusted our players there, and Diggs came through with Drake May in a massive spot.
Yeah, that was after the third quarter touchdown. You're sitting there, and you're like, man, they haven't looked very good. Drake May's not very accurate today. And they're up 21-10 on a good team in the NFC.
So I felt that. I tweeted this in real time. A bunch of people were like, oh. I said, May's playing like a D-plus in the first half.
Yeah, it wasn't very good.
By his standards. Like,
right. No, we have now elevated him up to MVP conversation.
For
talk,
most quarterbacks would take his first half. The way he's been playing, I'm like, D-plus? I didn't even think his first half was that great.
He's just like airmail and throws.
And that was a compliment because they're still winning. They're still beating Tampa at Tampa. I'm like, that speaks to the ceiling and where this team can go.
Yeah.
If you can win games where Drake May isn't dialed in, the team is making mistakes, and you still beat a team like Tampa at Tampa when they're rested out of the bye week, that speaks to where you can go.
Pretty good.
Meanwhile, Drake May today, depending on where you shop, the MVP favorite.
How do you like that?
At DraftKings, Keith, he is plus 275.
Whew!
Ahead of Matthew Stafford at plus 300. On FanDuel, they're even, plus 300 apiece.
Yeah, he had another good game. Stafford,
he absolutely did. Four touchdowns for him. Jonathan Taylor making a move on these MVP lists.
He should. You see him yesterday?
I did.
Good Lord.
I absolutely did. Yeah. He's fourth on DraftKings. He's third on FanDuel behind May and Stafford at plus 500. Other names lurking, Mahomes, Allen, and Sam Darnold. But he's either tied for the best odds or the favorite for MVP based on how the team is playing and how he's performing, which I think it's right. I think that's fair.
I would agree. I also think it helps, and I don't know if the voters feel this way. Like, you know, if it's Mahomes and Allen at the end or whatever, like, they'll probably still be there. But the Patriots were expected to win maybe 8 or 9 games. And if they, like, blow past that and win 12, 13 games, who knows, maybe even more, I think they sort of look at that. Like, they certainly look at that for Coach of the Year, but I wonder for MVP if they're also like, wow, this kind of came out of nowhere for the type of season that he's having. But yeah, I mean, he ended his streak of the quarterback rating of 100 for all these consecutive games. But it's amazing when we were comparing him to other ones. We weren't just comparing him to like Brady like every year. We were comparing him to Brady in 07.
In an MVP
year. Where he threw 50
year,
touchdowns
in
07 and was
the MVP. Where he shattered records.
And
at
he
the
had
time.
Moss and Welker. Right. Like, good Lord. Right. And this is a little different. Like, I love Diggs. We all love Steph Diggs. Keyshawn Booty's a good player. That is not Moss and Welker. Oh. And so he's doing numbers comparable to that. So that streak was going to end. But what's kind of almost amazing is like that streak did come to an end in a win against a good team. It's not like it came to an end, you know, this Thursday against the Jets and you win like an ugly one against a bad team and you're like, all right, whatever. Of course you beat the Jets. But you're like, if he doesn't play well against Buffalo, he doesn't play well against Baltimore or Tampa, what were the chances that they were going to win? And they do. So, yeah, he deserves all the MVP attention that he's getting. He absolutely should. And we're 10 games in, so like feel free to talk about it.
So the throw to Diggs on the touchdown, great throw. Mm-hmm. The throw to Kyle Williams on the touchdown was a very, very well-placed ball.
Yeah.
I mean, Williams took it to
nice
the house.
Scoop.
I mean, that's on him. That was a great play by him, but the throw was tremendous.
While getting hit, that's a better throw than just saying that was a good throw on Williams.
But I'm saying Williams, the reason they got in the end zone wasn't May. That was Williams, is my point.
Yeah,
but that
like
was a great
getting
throw.
The ball there.
Led him
holding
perfectly.
On to it. Yeah.
I think May's best throw was a third down conversion to Hollins where he was like getting hit in the pocket, stepped up, almost like picked his arm up over the defender and converted it to Hollins.
Oh, yeah, he got away from Vita Vea.
It was an unbelievable play.
That was a good one.
So May made some brilliant plays yesterday, even in a game where he wasn't dialed in. He threw a pick that could have and maybe even should have lost him the game yesterday down in the end zone with an opportunity to go up.
That was like the worst throw he's had all year. The score.
Oh, yeah. Given
you know what
the
I'm saying? Like the whole thing,
yes.
Right? Yeah. Because, you know, he obviously had the bad game against Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. But that one was just so egregious because at that point you're like, all right, even if you kick a field goal there, now you're up by 8. And so it's still one possession, but you got to – you know, if you keep them out of the end zone, you win the game. Even if you get them in the end zone, you keep them out of the 2-point conversion, and you can, like, win the game. But you throw the pick, and then you give them the ball there, and now they have it, you know, only down by 5. And you're like, ugh, didn't like that. But then credit to the defense for turning things around.
Another great throw on that drive was the 54-yarder to Hollins. I forgot about that one.
Mm-hmm.
But you score there. All of a sudden now, you know, you're really opening the game up. You at least get a field goal there, and it's an 8-point game. Right. If you get a touchdown there, you're really putting Tampa away, you think, is at least how it felt. And instead, you give them life. Defense forces the turnover on downs. Henderson with the long score. And then the Bucs punch it in once, can't get the onside kick. And you win the game, 28-23. But here's May on the brutal end zone turnover that he had in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to change my approach. You know, I wouldn't change the throw. I had Mac earlier. Just got to make it him or nobody out there out wide. You got to be mad at yourself, but you know that you have a chance to either go on a 2-minute drill to win the game or go in a 5-minute scenario to win the game. So that's this league, just bouncing back from it, flipping the page. You know, you want to throw things on the sideline, but, you know, guys are watching me, and I think the biggest thing is just to get back out there and just show these guys we're ready to go, you know, for the next play.
Okay, so that I understand. He's like, I'm not going to melt down on the sidelines and, like, you know, spike a clipboard or a tablet or anything like that.
Right.
It's the second time this year I can remember him saying, I wouldn't change the throw. He did that against Pittsburgh, too.
Yeah.
And it's like,
you should.
I think I get what he means.
No, I know, but you should.
I think I get it, but like, let's change our messaging a little bit on those. Like, I wouldn't change it. You probably had the right read, and you got to get the football out quicker. I know what he means. Change some things about it since you threw a pick.
But it also goes to say, and like, this is what you're talking about, like when you tweeted about his first half and everybody was like freaking out. Like, he has been so good. That was even more surprising.
Staggering. No, I heard Chris say this when I was driving in this morning. He's like, I screamed when it happened. I did the same thing.
I was like, there's no way guy did that.
It was more like just like, yeah, like a grow. Like, I couldn't believe that he threw it there in that spot based on the year he's having, which tells you about how far he's come and why arguably he's the MVP on the league.
Yeah.
He is the betting favorite to be MVP. So you guys can discuss 617-779-7937. Tom's in Boston. Get us started today, Tom.
Hey, guys. Love the show. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
I'm trying to start a nickname for Diggs. I love him. He's doing a great job.
Okay.
I want to start calling him the camp counselor. And the reason for this is you got all the young bucks on the Patriots. They're essentially the campers, Drake May, Douglas, Booty, Henderson, all these guys. And then you have Diggs, who's the camp counselor. He's teaching him how to, you know, start a fire, fish, hit on the girls next door.
Yeah, I got it.
What I mean?
Camp counselor.
Right.
He's like the Eagle Scout.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
I get the analogy. What do you think of that, Keith?
Camp counselor?
Yeah.
Please use your time as efficiently as we can.
So Nick
doesn't like it.
Okay. I didn't think it was that bad.
No, it's not that bad. I think we can workshop something. Maybe he needs a name. See, sometimes you just have a cool enough name where you don't need a nickname. Stephon Diggs is a pretty sweet name.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think you need a nickname. What about Cardi D?
Oh, I like that. Yeah. That's pretty good. John is in Rhode Island. Hello, John.
Hey, guys. Love the show. You guys were talking about how the Patriots didn't look good or Drake May didn't look great. What can negate that is the big home run plays. Yesterday, or big home run touchdowns. Yesterday, we had 55, 72, and 69-yard touchdowns. Nice. That elevates the offense. I can't remember the last time that we could score from anywhere on the field. You know, Josh McDaniels' offenses are usually methodical, but when you can score from anywhere on the field, that can negate, you know, an average game from Drake May.
Yeah, so John,
100%.
It was nice to actually see it. Like, when the Patriots drafted these guys, and we're going to get into the draft class.
Yeah, the idea was they can both do it.
That's what we said.
And we saw Henderson rip off a kick return in the preseason. We're like, we're going
to
see this.
Right, so we knew they were capable of it. Yeah. It was nice to actually see it yesterday.
Well, definitely. I mean, when they drafted Tyquan Thornton, the idea was, oh, he's so fast. Like, when do you see him in action? Like, okay, it's horrible. And so, like, Kyle Williams, it had been a very slow start for Kyle Williams, but we knew he was fast.
To that point, Aaron Schatz,
nice,
your guy over there,
yeah.
He says, how dependent were the Patriots on explosive plays yesterday? Tampa had a 52% offensive success rate. Don't even ask me what that means.
What is that?
New England had only a 33% offensive success rate. I think that factors
but
in,
but when,
like,
they were successful, they were crazy successful.
I think it factors in, like, down and distance. You know, on first down, you get X amount of yards. Second down, you get X amount. I think that's how they calculate
Well,
that.
True. I mean, you think about that end of the first half. I mean, they had three straight non-productive plays. That was a 25% hit rate, but the hit was a touchdown.
Right.
Yeah.
And so you had three long touchdowns yesterday. That helped make up for an inefficient but explosive offensive day.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.